This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As police and community relations in Charlotte, North Carolina are rocked by a questioned shooting, a Louisiana task force began work on recommendations governing law enforcement body cameras. They started out questioning dependability.
And if they're falling off, then that's an issue off the bat.
Representative Denise Marcel was referring to what Baton Rouge police said after Alton Sterling was shot.
During the altercation, the body cameras did come dislodged.
Ville Platte Mayor Jennifer Vedrine.
There are cameras out there that do not fall off.
But State Police Trooper Kennedy said they've been testing a variety of body cameras and...
It's not 100% foolproof that these cameras are going to be on the body of an officer in a physical altercation.
Also discussed were automatic triggers to start recording and the length of time and location of archived video in the cloud or on a secure server. Baton Rouge Sergeant Matt Johnson says hacking is a very real concern.
When we had our issues over the summer, there were attempts to get into our system.
Mayor Vedrine asked NOPD Deputy Superintendent John Thomas how officers feel about the cameras.
Naturally, when you get new technology, they thought it was going to be a gotcha moment. But as it goes along, the officers actually want the cameras on because now it takes all the ambiguity out. You know, because it saves careers, it saves, you know, a lot of...
Any negativity at all?
The only negativity, we don't have enough. Everybody wants them.
They could be getting them. Jonathan Walker with the Division of Administration told the task force...
The state is currently setting up a statewide contract for the purchase of body cameras.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.